This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Should I just change my name to Josh?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong one. It's just getting kind of funny at this point. I feel like I should just change my name to Josh.
What do you want me to do? I pressed the wrong one.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach usually intros it in, but I felt like I had enough energy to kind of take it for a moment there.
I don't hate the idea of changing your name to Josh. Less letters.
Yes.
No. Stop.
Less
There's
syllables.
Already too many of us.
Less time consuming than to write your name.
There are too many
Josh
of
is
us.
A very popular name in Buffalo right
it's
now.
It's a very popular name in
you
Buffalo
can't
right
have
now.
It. You didn't have it before it was cool.
This is Zach Jones over there. I'm Derek Josh Kramer. And
there we go.
Josh Schmidt running the board for us here. So
Zach also a very popular name around the, well, not around this time, but when I was born.
Yes.
Way too many. It's also way too many spellings.
Yes.
Most are incorrect.
CH is the right way.
You want to talk about
CH
spellings.
Is the right way.
You want to talk about spellings. That's another bonus to having a Josh name. There's only really one way to spell Josh.
There is. I've seen others with
there
no
H. There are too many ways to spell Derek, and they're mostly incorrect.
Really?
I've seen a Josh
Oh, my
with
God.
No H.
Why?
Ready?
I don't know.
I can go up to my program director, have him type me up an email, and there is a non-0% chance that it is spelled wrong. Love you, Alan.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I've always...
The amount of times that superiors,
yeah,
especially superiors that do not know me,
yeah,
have misspelled my name because it's spelled like there's like four or five different variations.
Oh.
There's like D-A-R-I-K. And I'm like, get out.
That one's not... No, that's not that bad.
Get all the way out.
I like that one.
That's no. Joe Rick.
I kind of like it.
The double R is the one that gets me the most.
The double R, yeah, I can understand that one.
To anyone that's got the DERRICK, I feel sorry for you.
Mm.
It's not your fault that was chosen to go the way that it was, but I feel bad for you, son.
Yeah,
tough. There's a new Derek on the Bills, the safety from Washington.
That's another one.
Yep.
I'm sorry, new Bills safety, Derek Forrest.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault that you chose that.
No, there's a surprising number of ways to spell Derek.
Do you know how he spells it?
Yes.
D-A-R-R-I-C-K.
Yeah.
It's the R-R.
That,
it's double
that
R's.
One I think is okay. I think that's acceptable.
I like that
that's
one,
That's Darek.
No.
No.
Yes.
See, with yours though, like you could say it differently just by how it's spelled. Mine, it'll always come out Zach. Some of them look wrong. Z-A-K legitimately looks wrong.
Yeah.
That looks wrong.
I will agree with you 1,000% there.
To any Z-A-Ks out there, I don't feel that bad. I'm sorry.
It's not. They didn't choose that, though. Their parents
didn't.
Did.
They didn't. I would confront your parents.
I would
ask questions.
I'd imagine it's not cheap to get it changed on on legal documentation, though.
No, but like it's also like changing your name. You're like, what do you want to do? I just want to change the spelling.
Really?
You sure? Yeah. I need to change the spelling.
You don't want to change the name at all? And then I would go, actually, Josh sounds pretty good.
Josh sounds great.
Nobody can take my name. I had it before it was cool.
I love that.
And there's also too many of us. Too many of us here. Anytime anyone's talking about Josh Allen and they say Josh, I...
Oh, yeah, you do have the reaction, yeah.
Because I think they're talking to me. And that's not a bad thing. But, like, you know, it gets me a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
I'm doing other stuff and then I hear my name and it's like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. You did hear the music. It is, of course, a Friday. Doesn't feel like a Friday. I'm just going to flat out put that out there now. It feels like a Thursday.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. It feels like a Thursday. I don't totally love that.
No. Because ready? Because now that's good.
I mean, yeah.
You're
going to
get out of here and go, oh, I don't work tomorrow.
Right. Sabres won last night. They're going to play both Saturday and Sunday this week. 7-3 win yesterday. Derek, I saw it when it was 2-0, and I was like, oh, good for the Sabres. Cool. I was watching college basketball. The season for me, for the Sabres, is all but done.
Sabres?
I get money puck has them in the playoff percentages at like 0.1. I don't care.
We're back on the chart, baby.
I like go back to my phone after I hadn't checked it for a little while. It's 6-1. I'm like, oh!
Yep.
Good for you guys.
So
good for you.
I was out with a friend yesterday. We're trying to put together our roster for our 11-day power play shift. And a couple of basketball games are going on. The Sabres game is going on. And at any point during the conversation, we would just look up and go, oh, all right, the Sabres did it again.
They scored again.
And Reimer made plenty of good saves. There was a lot to that game to enjoy.
How many games, by the way, has Reimer started in a row now?
And I'm starting to think, like, this is a bigger conversation because Owen Parker had said something yesterday about it.
Yes.
Like, why are we starting Reimer so much? And the only rationalization I can think of is Lindy is quietly telling Kevin Adams, goaltender position is not good enough right now. And we're riding the hot hand.
We're just going to ride the hot hand.
UPL is not playing up to his contract already.
Which, every time they've kind of pushed Lugan into the fire, he has done. Every time Levi's come up, that's when he's played his best.
Exactly.
Or when Levi's threatening him a little bit, it seems like that's when he's played
when
his best.
When the long-term future is threatening him, that's like Levi's greatest contribution this year has not been himself on the ice. He's also been bad in a Sabre uniform this year.
Mm-hmm.
But his greatest contribution then becomes UPL plays like his hair's on fire. And that's every time Levi gets called up.
Mm-hmm.
However, after the Four Nations tournament, he has been bad.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, bad. To a point now where Lindy Ruff is turning to James Reimer as his starting goaltender. Goaltenders are fickle. They really are a weird thing to try to predict the proper future for in the National Hockey League. Unless you get someone like an Ilya Sorokin or an Igor Shesterkin, a young goalie who has proven right away that he should be the guy in net, you're always going to have these troubles, especially when your stable of goaltending is two young goaltenders.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for a long-term NHL roster, and you kind of are surprised now that they're back to giving up a bunch of goals when 2 years ago they were also giving up a bunch of goals.
It feels like it is this constant We can talk about how the roster needs to learn to win games.
The defense does need to be better, yes, and
but,
I do think
but
they
this
need
feels like a problem of like the last 5 years of like they can't find goaltending for a year.
And that's
just for a year.
And that is Kevin Adams has displayed some strengths at this point. But this is largely a portion why you struggle so consistently is because the answer in net is not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're going to match the product of what you have in net because having some sort of stability, not needing a great goaltender. You need at least a good tandem. You have to have some form of stability in order to succeed. And they do not have any of that. And Lukanen has been,
throughout his career as inconsistent as his first season. When he comes up here, he's collecting wins, but he's not doing it in the cleanest way possible.
No.
The goals against was very spotty. It is becoming like, and Lukanen is a great personality, I think, for that locker room. He's a very genuine person. A lot of fans do seem to like him. UPL is, if you like him, you love him.
Yeah.
And if you hate him, you hate him. I'm starting to wonder, though, if his long-term viability is already going to be called into question because he just is now riding the pine with James Reimer getting all these consecutive starts. So who knows? Maybe the coaching staff is saying, we know UPL is not good enough. We need a veteran presence in here that can start a good amount of games next year.
And that's the part, too. We're back to what we were a few years ago with Craig Anderson, where it's like, he's 37. Like how long is this actually going to go for? Can we maybe get some games out of him next year? Sure. But we're not doing the three goaltender thing again, because how long is Levi going to have to stay in Rochester? He's been incredible this year for them. But to your point, every time he seems to come up to Buffalo, Craig, by the way, it's not good.
Craig Anderson was 37 when he was in Ottawa.
When they made their playoff run?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's 43 now.
Oof.
Which tells you that 2 years ago, the man was 41.
Yeah, when they kind of were trying to ride him for a little while.
Yeah. He was not 37 when he was in Buffalo.
No.
That tells you just how bad they have been at adding veteran goaltenders. Eric Comrie, which I don't know how much of that is necessarily Kevin Adams' fault. He took a guy that was statistically very good in limited starts. Analytically, it makes sense to make that signing, and then he comes here and he's not good. Goes back to Winnipeg, he's okay again.
Yeah, you found out pretty quick. His role was, okay, as a backup, great.
As a backup, you're very solid, but you are not the guy that can elevate his, to another standing. And then Buffalo goes and plays Winnipeg, and they promptly beat the Jets because of Eric Comrie. Like, he was bad in that game. I'm pretty sure the Sabres, after two periods, had like 8 shots. They were leading.
To play a little devil's advocate here, in terms of adding veteran goalies, how has the veteran goalie market been in the past 5 years?
And that's
terrible.
That's a big thing, too.
And that's the thing is, you might have to do it through a trade. That's the problem, is that it's like the free agency market, as Josh said and correctly points out, it is a barren wasteland.
And then on trades, too, and let's just trade deadlines. We just passed that, so maybe people would argue for that. Paul, I know, said it for years. When has that worked? Adding a goalie in the middle of a season on a trade.
Robin Lehner.
Lehner?
No, I was saying that was the last time they did it, and it
last time
blew
they
up
added,
in their face.
Well, also, that was a draft day trade, though.
True. That wasn't a deadline.
Yeah. Like, just to make the point further about what Paul says, is that it doesn't frequently happen, and if it does happen that a goalie gets traded mid-season, you are not familiar with tactics that a team employs on a day-in and day-out basis. Because every team is different in how they want to employ their tactics, their strategies on the ice. Concepts are the same. The core of it, at the very least, is hockey. You do have guys that need to make sure that they're the net front presence. You need the center to come in and cover the slot, or another forward, whoever is back checking the furthest in. But you do need some sort of thing there. Maybe the coaching is different. And that's how goalies get thrown.
I imagine that might happen going into this offseason.
But now I'm looking at this goaltending, I'm looking at this coaching staff as a whole now, and I'm thinking to myself, how is it that you managed to lose a couple of the developmental coaches that you had under Granato? And then the season where Granato leaves, the assistants are all still there. It still baffles me that Lindy Ruff did not get to pick his own staff. And I think we're starting to call into question just how deep does it go at this point. And we don't know. That said, Sabres' most toxic trait this year, not this year, in years past.
Years past, yeah.
With this core, their most toxic trait is starting to look cool in March.
Yeah, when you're well out of the playoffs.
2 seasons ago, they were in the playoff race. Mm-hmm. They were still looking cool.
Well, that was what was fun about it, is that they were alive.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was fun. And
it was fun.
I mean, look, did they have a low percentage and then really got hot? Yeah. I don't think this year's the same.
It's what they do early in a season
mm-hmm.
that has broken them. It's not about makes or breaks them. It is what breaks them.
Yeah.
All you need to do at this point is just go, hey, find yourself a veteran goal.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Center. And try to at least pair them with one of these young goalies now. As a matter of fact, you could try to sell someone on Luukkonen being a young piece for you. I need a vet goaltender back. Give me something nice back in return because I'm giving you youth. And it's not like I'm trading for a stalwart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I upset a lot of people just now if they heard me. The UPL stands. I know you. I see you. I get it. But at the same time, it might be time to start having an uncomfortable conversation about them.
It may be an uncomfortable conversation. I think for a lot of people, though, it'll be, I don't want to say vindication, but more this feeling of, yeah, this is sort of what we all thought he was. This is what years had proven to us last year, second half of last year was sort of an anomaly.
But also, because they are starting off so young in their careers, both Luukkonen and Levi,
yeah.
They are going to look shaky mm-hmm. because it's not very common that you get a young goaltender to start right away.
That's the most frustrating thing about Levi, though, up to this point. We just mentioned that 2 years ago when they made that run.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best Levi's looked as a Sabre, is those early games.
Hell, look at Yaroslav Askarov.
Mm-hmm.
Highly touted goaltender prospect with the Nashville Predators. He's in San Jose, and he's not even playing in San Jose because he wanted to get on the ice, and people are like, Nashville said, no, we've got Yusei Saros. Even in a down year, we're going to stick with him. He gets traded off to San Jose. He's not playing full-time with the Sharks. He hasn't been playing full-time with the Sharks this year.
Yeah.
A team that is tanking.
A team that is, again, they're tanking again.
So what do you, like, young goaltenders are fickle.
Mm-hmm.
So say UPL goes off to another team. Would it be entirely out of the question that he figures it out by 27?
Well, no. I mean, if we're banking on the Sabres and getting rid of players, I mean, you know, the betting line is probably going to be minus money that he's going to figure it out.
27 would be next year, by the way. But like, would it be weird at all if, say, he gets to his 30s with a middling career
mm-hmm.
and then it turns on?
Yeah,
wouldn't be weird at all.
And that's, I would say it's expected.
And as
again,
a matter
based
of fact,
off Sabres, like the last few years, it's expected.
I would then powerbomb that narrative that you're hinting at there. And say mm-hmm. goaltenders are weird.
But that's the problem. Is like a normal goalie, you'd be like, oh, all right,
do you know a friend that plays goaltender? Is he weird?
Josh just staring at us. Doesn't even
realize No. I'm staring at Josh. That's on purpose.
Star of the 11 day. Look at Ethan throws his hands up.
Hey, no, settle down here. Not a star or anything.
If Owen was here, I'd be staring at him too.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
It's an endearing and good weird.
Oh, I know. We're
someone
all
who used to
strange.
Work in this building, Frank Arcuri. Super mm-hmm. weird guy. Love him. One of my best friends.
There's that position, though, in every sport that's a little unhinged.
You have to be.
Pitchers in baseball.
You are willingly choosing to have vulcanized rubber shot at you at high velocities. Yeah, there's padding. There's less padding than there used to be. I'll tell you that right now.
Love the game, baby. Love
you want to get weird?
The pads are shrinking.
If you want to get real weird, whenever I put on all my gear when I'm going to play, I have to put it on in the same exact way every single time, and if I mess up the order, I start over.
I love that for you.
Ready?
I love that for you.
Requisite amount of weird. So talking about goalies, in summary here, is that it's weird. And it frustrates me, and yet at the same time, I don't totally get it, but I kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
As to why they haven't figured it out. Also, you mentioned Robin Lehner. Outside of shootouts, he wasn't that bad.
The biggest crime about Robin Lehner was that he came here at the price of a first-round pick when that was not the going rate for goaltenders.
And in the same offseason, there was also a line of free agency goalies that were about to just
Cam Talbot got traded for a second-round pick in the same offseason.
Right.
So, again, his biggest crime was what he got traded for.
A month before, you could have just signed him for free.
Yes. That was just your general manager did not know the concept of value ever.
I mean, if we're being honest, like looking at his seasons in Buffalo, we would take that now in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
That's a heartbeat.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone disses on Robin Lehner. However, if Robin Lehner and that version, the Buffalo Sabres version of Robin Lehner, showed up in Buffalo,
yeah,
it's a vast improvement on what they've had.
That's
tough.
Like a massive improvement.
As a matter of fact, if you exclude Lehner, the Buffalo Sabres have not figured out a goaltender since Ryan Miller.
Oh, yeah. He's the last guy that like defeated.
Lehner was
like,
a small respite, but then that got blown up because he could not defend a shootout to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were losing points and standings, which would help out with the drought, because the man couldn't settle in on the one-on-one competition.
Skills competition is not the same as soccer penalties. It's not the same. It is a skills competition. I am with a lot of people. I hate it. I hate the shootout.
At this point, it's old. At this point, I don't want to say go back to ties, but at the same time, if you haven't scored a goal in 3-on-3 overtime at that point, neither of you deserve it.
Yeah, let's move on.
Neither of you deserve the point. Let's move on.
Just ultimately, though, this conversation, we're going to get to your calls here in a second, 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump in on this Sabres goalie conversation. It feels like it all points back to the same main character of this conversation every year, or the last few years, mm-hmm. Levi. It feels like Levi eventually has to take the reins. And then if Levi can, and you have a 37, 38-year-old James Reimer as your backup, that's a really good situation.
And that's why I say to the UPL stands out there, it's time to have a tough conversation about UPL as a Sabre.
You wonder, though, how much you...
Because if you could trade
what you're
going
to get for trading him.
If you trade him for a veteran goaltender, you better hope that you're able to sell youth mm-hmm. and get something else in return.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Is that it cannot be like this simple, I'm trading UPL for a veteran goaltender thing. It's going to have to be part of a bigger, complicated, more nuanced trade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of trade that I've yet to see Kevin Adams pull, which is kind of what I'm excited for.
I'm glad you're excited for it.
Ready? He has done a good job when he pulls the trigger on moves.
Mm-hmm.
It is the lack of the pulling the trigger on moves that is my biggest frustration with him. Or the when.
Yes.
Recognizing when is the time to do it. 2 years ago was that time, even for the goaltender conversation that we're having right now. 2 years ago was the time to do it. And be it circumstance or just sticking with you guys, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now goaltender, 2 years later, we're having the same conversation we did two years ago.
Yeah, it
stinks.
Yeah, the wheel keeps turning.
Yes, and... Based on the screening here, when we go to Mark in Buffalo, I do like the point he's about to bring up.
Yep. Mark, first up today, how we doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Let me jump in on your goalie conversation. Bear with me. Let's get to Robin Lehner first.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was really not an overpayment for Robin Lehner. Someone in the organization missed something. Wasn't he bipolar and needed medication and mm-hmm. went to Vegas and won a Vezina trophy? Oh, and then hurt and now, yeah, he's whatever, he hasn't been around.
Yep.
But so Robin Lehner was the real deal in that aspect. Someone in the organization and the medical staff missed that he needed mental help or something. And we had the goalie, and they took care of the goalie, took care of both of hips through operations and waited for him. His name was Linus Allmark.
Yep.
And don't blame Kevin Adams. Kevin Adams offered Linus Allmark the exact same money, a little bit more for his 5 or 6 year deal that the Boston Bruins gave him, and he chose to go to Boston. That's not Kevin Adams' fault.
Yep.
And let's get to Devon Levi. Let's not blame Kevin Adams on him either, okay? Devon Levi came here, what you guys mentioned, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. In the last 10 games he played, he almost made the playoffs. He looked like he was going to be the next coming of Patrick Waugh, Roy, whatever you want to call him. For whatever reason, they banked on him the next year. It didn't happen. Their hands were stuck. And let's get to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. His hands were tied this year. The guy looked like he finally made that jump and progressed to being the goalie that you think he could be, and he's not. So, guys, I'll hang up and listen. I love the Sabres. I love the Bills. I'm a lifelong Bills. It's just so frustrating because you know what, 9 points out of the playoffs. You guys mentioned it last night. Just have the puck bounce your way three times in that 13-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. And the way they're playing now, they're in. Guys, I'll hang up and listen. You know, you guys are young. You guys got a good to look forward to. You know, let me tell you, there was nothing like the two Stanley Cup finals, even though we lost them both. The feeling, you guys, I hope you guys get to feel it and a win. I got to get to a parade one time before I pass on. My mom and dad's ashes are on the shelf waiting to go to parade, sir. I'm Buffalo all the way. I mean, they're my teams. I love them. I'll hang up, guys.
Mark, thanks for the call, brother.
Mark, thank you. And it ultimately goes back to what I said here, which was I don't fully blame Kevin Adams. I'm frustrated, but also I kind of get it.
Yeah. Leonard, though, did not win a Vezina. He was in the voting.
So Leonard, though, and Mark helped set the record straight a little bit here. Mm-hmm. The results were there. It was just the value. Was he worth ultimately a first rounder? Yes. Did they need to pay it? Probably not. That was my problem.
Right.
That was, that's always been my problem. My buddy Nick and I will have screaming matches about this until the end of our days. But it is still always for me, goalies ultimately are weird to nail down. He mentions Ullmark. Absolutely. And the problem with Ullmark is he was around the team for too long. They were not getting anywhere.
Yeah, and when Boston
comes
calling.
So when a similar contract comes up from one of the better teams in the league, you're going to go there.
Yeah,
and a little bit less of money than what Buffalo's offering.
Yeah, we talk about that with other players, forwards, defensemen, what have you. It was that situation with a goaltender who was in your organization but was like, the Boston Bruins
are calling me.
And he had one of the better seasons we've seen in recent memories. They were record-breaking in the right now. Playoff Ullmark aside, we would hope to
playoff
get there
Ullmark
at some point.
Happened because he was injured.
Yeah.
And that one was on the coach not pulling him out of the lineup soon enough.
Yeah.
And sticking with him when he was clearly injured in a game six against Florida that he would ultimately lose. They go to Swayman, it was too late.
Yeah, but that 22-23 season, the record-breaking season for Boston regular season, he has 40 wins, 6 losses, a .938 save percentage, and a 1.89 goals against.
Look at him now.
Unbelievable.
He gets traded from Boston.
Yeah, goes to Ottawa.
Goes to Ottawa. Are we all that surprised that Boston is now tumbling? Tumbling. Linus Ullmark doesn't have the greatest numbers in Ottawa this year, but he is part of the reason that they are succeeding.
Yeah, he's a big reason why they've been able to take that step forward. Again, Ottawa and Buffalo sort of mirror images of each other during this, last 6-7 years of just both trying to figure it out, having young cores, trying to do their best.
And now Boston is 3 points ahead of Buffalo.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row. I believe it's 7 in a row now. They're having a tough time. And also looking real
they're
quick here,
7 in a row.
before we take our first time out, Devin Levi, those 7 games that he came up for. I mentioned it's the best he's played in Buffalo, and the stats point to it. 7 games played, a .294 goals against, and a save percentage of .905.
Which is...
And he was 5-2 in those games.
Yeah.
He was very, very good. The next year, under .900, plays 23 games, .310 goals against, and then the 9 games he's played this year, his stats ultimately go to .412 goals against and an .872 save percentage. Rochester, though, a complete... opposite story.
And if you want to find a way to like dive into the analytics of things, of goals saved above expected, Devin Levi, when he's been up for these last couple of years, it is in the sewers.
Yeah.
And that still goes back to goalies are weird. Ultimately, goalies are so weird. Are they or are they not?
Look at him
Josh.
Smiling. Look at him smiling in there.
Don't discriminate.
Wait, I'm Josh.
don't discriminate against weird goalies. We're all going to stop the puck.
I love all of you, okay? You're all just a little weird, like me.
803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump in on the Sabres goaltender conversation, where they sit right now in the NHL. Jerry, we'll get to you if you hang on here after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.